News, I'm Ben Thomas. President-elect Trump again talking about taking control of Greenland and not ruling out the use of military force to do it. Mike Hempen has details.
Trump says the U.S. needs Greenland for national security purposes.
I've been told that for a long time, long before I even ran. I mean, people have been talking about it for a long time. You have approximately 45,000 people there. People really don't even know if Denmark has any legal right to it. But if they do, they should give it up.
Greenland is an autonomous territory of Denmark, a longtime U.S. ally. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen calls the United States Denmark's most important and closest ally. She does not believe the U.S. will use military or economic power to seize control over Greenland. I'm Mike Hempen.
Trump also refused to rule out military force to seize control of the Panama Canal.
The Panama Canal is vital to our country. It's being operated by China. China. And we gave the Panama Canal to Panama. We didn't give it to China.
A New York appeals court judge has denied another bid by Trump to delay sentencing in his hush money case. It's set for Friday. Fierce windstorms hit Southern California, and that's feeding a fast-moving wildfire in the Los Angeles hillsides. LA's fire chief says more than 10,000 households under threat. Governor Gavin Newsom says many structures already destroyed, and the worst of the winds are expected overnight. Economic news, the Labor Department says job openings rose to 8.1 million in November. Companies still looking for workers, even as the labor market cools. And the Institute for Supply Management says service industries grew in December much faster than predicted. That all sent stocks tumbling. Traders seeing the strong reports is making it less likely the Fed will cut interest rates. Seth Sutel has closing numbers.
The S&P 500 fell 1.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 178 points, about 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite down 1.9%.
This is AP News. The Las Vegas Raiders have fired head coach Antonio Pierce. He took over as interim coach in 2023 and had just one full season in the job. The San Francisco 49ers also fell short of the playoffs this year, but Gethin Coolball has a report on a rookie wide receiver who survived a shooting last summer.
Ricky Pearsall of the 49ers says he would welcome the opportunity to speak with the teenager who shot him in an attempted robbery.
For me, you know, just being able to forgive him, you know, at the end of the day, like, I have to be able to forgive him or have that weight off my chest, you know what I mean? And, you know, at some point, I do want to talk to the kid.
A 17-year-old high school senior was charged in the shooting of Pearsall that occurred August 31st in San Francisco.
If I can create an impact on him in any way, I think, you know, that would be really big.
The shooting delayed his NFL debut until October. Pearsall appeared in 11 games, totaling 400 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.